I'm John Lemley with you for City Cafe on this Friday. The historical monuments in Atlanta's Piedmont Park may seem like they've been there forever, but one of them, a simple pillar with a bust set into it, only reappeared in the park around this time last year. It's the bronze bust of poet and composer of Georgia, Sidney Lanier, and it was reinstated near the 14th Street entrance to the park. It's where the statue stood beginning in 1914 before a series of vandalizations and eventually complete disappearance. I spoke to two of the men responsible for the restoration, Boyd Coons, the executive director of the Atlanta Preservation Center, and Richard Guy Wilson, Commonwealth professor in architectural history at University of Virginia and longtime Sidney Lanier scholar. Coons began the conversation by talking about how a statue of a Macon-born poet who is buried in Baltimore came to be erected in Atlanta in the beginning.
Well, we like to claim him for one thing, but we were lucky enough in the early 20th century to have the widow of one of our mayors who left money for a piece of sculpture to commemorate Lanier. And that's what we have in our park, and that's what we've recently restored.
And also, he is one of the country's great poets and a very early example of American musical composition. And because of that, of course, you can claim him a lot of places, and there are schools all over the country that are named after him, or parks and so forth.
Out of the hills of Habersham, down the valleys of Hall.
Here's Dr. Susan Copeland, Associate Professor of English at Clayton State University, recorded for a 2009 City Cafe interview. She's reading from Lanier's well-known poem, Song of the Chattahoochee.
Flee from folly on every side, with a lover's pain to attain the plain. Far from the hills of Habersham, far from the valleys of Hall.
I mean, he's a good example of America trying to find a voice. I mean, if we put it in the thought that, I mean, here we were, a relatively new country, trying to establish who we are and so forth, and we do have these different individuals. And in general, of course, much of American history is taught from a New England perspective, that we have the famous people are coming out of New England, and he is an exception to this, and a very important exception that points out that there are other parts of the country that were also very much involved in trying to find culture and trying to establish an American voice.
Lanier's contributions to the arts and the status of the Southeast from a cultural standpoint was recognized by Sue Harper Mims, the wife of Atlanta Mayor Livingston Mims. She bequeathed funds for the monument, which was eventually erected in Piedmont Park and dedicated by Mayor Robert Maddox in 1915. And that's where the Lanier Monument, a bronze bust atop a tall marble base, stood until the 1980s.
It was sort of a tradition, apparently, we can't say by whom, but to go over and vandalize this monument. And it was done, I believe, three times. And then finally done in a rather thorough way that resulted in the bust being thrown, we are told, into Claramere, the lake. No one knew, according to the story we've heard, that it was there. And then in one of the wonderful Piedmont Park cleanups, it was dredged up, identified, and taken to a safe place where we found it, and then have done a replica cast from the original bust.
And that replica is what has been returned to its rightful place. It may seem like a small achievement, restoring a public monument to a regional literary figure in a city already rich in historic markers and memorials. However, rescuing even this one relatively small piece of local history fits into the larger mission of the Atlanta Preservation Center. Once again, Boyd Coons.
A few people can get together and make a difference within our city and try to do things that will be additive and constructive and give us a little more beauty and a little more pleasure in our environment.
I think it's very moving because here is an individual who was very important, and in a sense, at times, his legacy sort of diminished, but now it's back there. I mean, we get monuments to generals, to governors, but we don't have too many monuments that are out there to writers.
Richard Guy Wilson of the University of Virginia and the Atlanta Preservation Center's Boyd Coons on Georgia poet Sidney Lanier. That monument, by the way, stands in Piedmont Park in Atlanta, just off the active oval games field by Lake Claremere. You can see a photo at wabe.org/citycafe.